we move to the fifth case this morning, Pettit v. Boeing Company. Oh, that's right. I forgot you don't have anybody on the other side. All right, you may proceed.
May it please the Court. My name is Craig Knott. I represent the General Electric defendants, and I'm speaking today on behalf of all the appellants in this case. As you noted, Your Honor, there is no appellee in this case, and my decision not to reserve any time for rebuttal was one of the easiest procedural decisions that had to be made in this case. We are here today to ask this panel to straighten out, frankly, the mess that exists below because of an improper remand decision by Judge Duryea. Congress in 2002 passed the Multi-Party, Multi-Forum Trial Jurisdiction Act to say it makes sense to have large-scale, single disasters tried in a single court. Prior to that, cases such as the air crash that is at issue here were tried in multiple state courts, multiple federal courts. When my client and the other defendants were sued in Cook County, they invoked timely the removal provisions of the MMTJA and removed the case to the Northern District of Illinois. Our goal was to have all of the multiple cases, at the time there were six, now there are three, decided by one federal judge, as the MMTJA specifies. When we appeared before Judge Duryeagian on an agreed motion that he, as the lowest number judge, should have all the cases, the related cases, in front of him pursuant to Local Rule 40.4, we were met with a sua sponte order that said this case is remanded because of a lack of consent of all the defendants. Your Honor, this was an incorrect decision, but that doesn't matter, because what happened with the district court was an exercise of authority that it did not have. Under this court's decision in Continental Casualty, and then again reaffirmed in Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund, a district court judge does not have the authority to remand a case sua sponte, especially, as was the case here, when the time for objecting to some sort of procedural defect in the motion, in the removal request, had long since expired. The case was removed on June 19, 2009. The defendants and the plaintiffs agreed that since Judge Duryeagian had the lowest numbered case, that all matters should be consolidated as related matters in front of him, and we were there for that decision. So certainly there was no objection from the other side. They agreed that this matter belonged in that court. Even if they had disagreed, their 30 days under 1447C to object to a supposed procedural defect had expired. Twice that much time had passed. We were now 60 days past. Your Honors, the decision below, as I indicated earlier, has created a procedural mess in which, contrary to the MMTJA, one set of plaintiffs is in front of a Cook County judge. One set of plaintiffs is in front of Judge Shader below. A third group is in front of Judge Anderson below. This is expressly contrary to the purpose of the MMTJA and illustrates why we are asking this panel to bring the Pettit case back into the federal system where it belongs. There is no question that there is federal jurisdiction over this case. This was not a remand, does not purport to be a remand, based on a jurisdictional or a subject matter jurisdiction problem. Under the MMTJA, we have a single crash in which, sadly, 114 people died. There is minimal diversity between the plaintiffs and the defendants, and the defendants are in a different place than where the crash happened, which, as you know, was in Cameroon in Africa. So there is no subject matter jurisdiction problem here. The only purported reason, the reason stated for the remand, was a procedural one, the lack of consent by all defendants. Now, as you know from reading our briefs, unanimous consent is not required. When Congress tried to facilitate one court, one federal court, as the place for trials arising from single disasters like this, they did away with the unanimous consent provision that's in 1441A. 1441E is the special provision that does that. Put that aside. What happened here was a remand without authority. And for that, again, of course, we cite Continental Casualty. In Continental Casualty, this court ruled that that sua sponte remands, especially on procedural issues, where the time for raising those procedural issues has expired, are improper and are beyond the authority of the court. In this way, the prohibition on appellate consideration of removal decisions in 1447D is not invoked, because sua sponte remands of perceived procedural defects are beyond the district court's authority to issue, and are therefore considered a nullity. This decision to remand, as I indicated earlier, has had a profound impact on the litigation of this matter. Now, almost a year out, we are still wrestling over where all the cases belong. That's exactly what this court in Continental Casualty said should not happen, that once the procedural time limit has passed, in this case the 30 days, that the parties should not have to be subjected to a surprise, you're now in front of another court. Subject matter jurisdiction is a different thing. Everyone understands that. But for procedural matters, this court decided in Continental Casualty that the parties should have the ability to proceed with confidence and get to the merits of the underlying issue, something that the remand order has not allowed us to do. Continental Casualty, of course, was decided in 1994. In 2005, this court revisited that decision and reaffirmed it. So we are here under the authority of both of those cases, Your Honors, asking that the remand be declared the nullity that it is, that this case then be brought back into the federal system where it belongs under the MMTJA, and that the parties at last be allowed to proceed to the merits. A corollary to that is something that we discuss in our brief and would ask this court's consideration of as it decides where the Pettit case belongs. And I'm talking here about Seventh Circuit Rule 36 and where these cases should be below. As I've indicated, right now we are in three different places. Assuming under Continental Casualty and Illinois Municipal Retirement Fund, this court decides that the Pettit case belongs in the federal system because the requirements under the MMTJA are met and because the remand, the sua sponte remand, was beyond the district court's authority, we would ask that this court, under Rule 36, give consideration to having the three matters that would then be before Judge Duryeghian and Judge Shader and Judge Anderson put in one place. The defendants, the appellants, have consistently, in their litigation below, asked the district courts, whether it was Judge Duryeghian, and then when his case was remanded, then Judge Shader, who has the next lowest case, to declare the matters related and to be brought before one judge. So far, we have been frustrated in that attempt. The Pettit remand was the first obstacle to achieving what Congress wanted in the MMTJA. And December 10, Judge Shader, who had the lowest numbered case at that time, denied our 40.4 motion to have his case and the other case deemed related. The cases are related. It was a single plane crash. It is the very definition of what the Congress wanted to be heard in one court as opposed to multiple courts. And we believe that under Rule 36, this court has the authority to combine the three matters below once it brings back the Pettit case into the federal system where it belongs. I thank you for your time. And
let me ask you,
yes?
With Rule 36 reaching out and doing that, have we done that before?
Your Honor, I have not been able to find authority for that. I realize that we are here on the Pettit matter and not on the matters in front of Judge Shader and the others. The last sentence of Rule 36 gave me some hope that it might be something that I might ask this court to do. It seems to be broad enough to give this court that authority, and I would ask that you do so. I, however, cannot cite you chapter and verse for a decision like that.
Thank you, counsel.
Thank you.
Case will be